This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared a glimpse through social media on how Make in India is propelling India's economy onto the global stage. The thread said, Indian bicycles are becoming a global sensation, with exports surging to the UK, Germany and the Netherlands. This growth highlights India's rising influence in the international markets. Made in Bihar boots are now part of the Russian army's gear, showcasing the unexpected global reach of the Indian products. This milestone reflects India's growing influence in international defence markets and the high quality of its manufacturing capabilities. Indian products dominated Amazon's Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales, highlighting their global appeal. This success story showcases the international demand for Made in India items and India's growing presence in global e-commerce markets. The government has convened an all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the budget session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. The budget session will be held from the 22nd of this month to the 12th of next month. The Union Budget will be presented on 23rd of July. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Last month, while addressing the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament, President Draupadi Murmu asserted that this budget will be an effective document of the government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu met with Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi last night. During the meeting, the Chief Minister briefed the Home Minister on the state's financial situation and the findings of the four white papers that were released. Mr. Naidu highlighted that economic mismanagement, severe inefficiencies and widespread corruption during the previous government's tenure have significantly harmed Andhra Pradesh. He expressed confidence that both the centre and the state will collaborate on formulating a comprehensive recovery plan to restore the state's economy. In Oman, nine people, including an Indian national, have been killed in an attack on Ali bin Abi Talib Mosque in Muscat. The Indian Embassy in Oman informed about the casualties on the social media platform X and also said that another Indian was injured in the gun attack last night. The three unidentified gunmen were killed on the spot during the exchange of gunfire with Omani security troops. Nearly 28 people of various nationalities, including security personnel, were injured in the attack. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy in Muscat issued a security alert following the shooting. Islamic State terrorist group claimed responsibility for the attack. The IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa and central Maharashtra during next 3 days. The IMD said heavy to very heavy rainfall is also likely over Gujarat, Karnataka, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Kerala, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 4 days. In Kerala, authorities have declared a holiday in all educational institutions in 8 districts today due to continued heavy rains in the state. As heavy rains continue to lash across Kerala, widespread damage is being reported mainly in north and central Kerala. High alert continues in hilly and riverside regions. Relief camps are opened in affected districts. Night travel to the hilly regions are prohibited. The Ashura-e-Muharram is being observed with due reverence and solemnity across the country today. The day marks the martyrdom of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Hazrat Imam Hussain, and his companions who laid down their lives upholding truth, righteousness and justice in Karbala. Tazia processions will be taken out on the occasion. The majlis or religious meetings highlighting the supreme sacrifice of the martyrs are also being organized. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the occasion of Ashadhi Ekadashi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hoped that the blessings of Bhagwan Vitthal always remain upon everyone and inspire to build a society filled with joy and prosperity. In Swedish Open tennis, India's Sumit Nagal will face world number 36, Mariano Navarro of Argentina in the men's singles round of 16 in Sweden tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.